songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Minnesota Homebrew, a music show dedicated to the creative efforts of Minnesota singer-songwriters. Whether recorded in a professional studio or in one's basement, we play it. So put on your ears and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. Alexi kicking off the second hour of Minnesota Homebrew here in the great northwest of Minnesota. Ian is a multifaceted musician. He also performs with a group called the Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank. And if you're in the area of First Avenue tonight in downtown Minneapolis, stop by there. Part of the festivities as Trampled by Turtles celebrates its 10th year anniversary at First Avenue. And tomorrow night, Ian and Hobo Nephews will be playing at Grandma's Sports Garden in Duluth at 8 p.m. And then the night after, back at the 7th Street entry by First Avenue in Minneapolis at 8 p.m. Very, very busy. Oh, I envy them. There's nothing, no bigger rush than playing live original music. Up next, my favorite songwriter, Bob Moskowitz, with a new tune that he sent to me this week, titled Sailor's Delight. Thank you, Bob.
High on a cliff, outside the city, a tower standing tall. Beige and white, oh so pretty, to this port of call. A guiding light through the storms, and when each night begins, a glorious sight, sailor's delight, when the ships come in. During each day, people visit, curious to know how it works, who lives in it, where's the light that glows. A guiding light through the storms, and when each night begins, a glorious sight, sailor's delight, when the ships come in. Lighthouse there on the rocks, high above the bay. Lighthouse shining its light, showing ships the way. Round and round a beam of light shines across the sky, like a candle burning bright. It will catch your eye. A guiding light through the storms, and when each night begins, a glorious sight, sailor's delight.
Darkness an artist whose work was rejected 5,000 times. She says 5,000 times, and she was known as Scary Mary to those who like to whine. The art world and the galleries denied Mary a member card, so she displayed her artistry in the only way that she knew how, when her house became a canvas, sculpture garden her front lawn. But some neighbors and alarmists wanted her to take it down, so they took their righteous grumblings to the city authority, where they cowardly filed them in anonymity. An artist whose work was rejected 5,000 times. She says 5,000 times, and she was known as Scary Mary to those who like to whine. An Alice in Wonderland experience was Mary's place, exquisite in its intricate colored pattern interlace. But the local punks defaced it, the complainers had their say, when the rulings of the city took her sculptures away. As a final humiliation, charged Mary a hefty bill for hauling her inspired works to the landfill. There is an artist whose work was rejected 5,000 times. She says 5,000 times, and she was known as Scary Mary to the world like to whine. The rejections and complaints lay bitter dark in Mary's heart, yet bright and whimsy paints animated her keen art. And the painful public struggle ends in a lovely twist of fate, for the conflict drew the art critics to put her work on their plate. They saw true originality in her stunning folk art imageries, and now her works hang in dignity in very fine art galleries. There is an artist whose work was rejected 5,000 times. She says 5,000 times.
Off of her Catch the Sunset CD, that was Barb Ryman with Scary Mary. My, I'd love to blame it on the computer, but I can't. It was my fault, Bob, that your song got cut in half. Sailor's Delight, Bob was thinking of the Split Rock Lighthouse up by the North Shore when he wrote that song. And I feel so bad. Here it is again.
High on a cliff outside the city, a tower standing tall. Beige and white, oh so pretty, to this port of call. A guiding light through the storms, and when each night begins, a glorious sight, sailor's delight, when the ships come in. During each day, people visit, curious to know how it works, who lives in it, where's the light that glows. A guiding light through the storms, and when each night begins, a glorious sight, sailor's delight, when the ships come in. Lighthouse there on the rocks, high above the bay. Lighthouse shining its light, showing ships the way. Round and round a beam of light shines across the sky. Like a candle burning bright, it will catch your eye. A guiding light through the storms, and when each night begins, a glorious sight, sailor's delight, when the ships come in. From the water, whether storms or night, seeing Split Rock Lighthouse Tower takes away the fright. A guiding light through the storms, and when each night begins, a glorious sight, sailor's delight, when the ships come in. A guiding light storms, and when each night begins, a glorious sight, sailor's delight, when the ships come in. A glorious sight, sailor's delight, when the ships come in.
Back to work to put his head in a hole, yeah. Then he has the nerve to bitch and complain that all the walls around him are always the same.
diamonds. But don't we all start doubting questions, man? The answers will come. You wanna change the world, you can't stand by. Just you know, man, it starts inside. You gotta stop stumbling in darkness and start walking in light. You wanna change the world, you can't stand by. Every 4 years he goes out and votes for less than two evils and sees it. Why not though? They talk with two faces, but it's not a lie. Cause he trusts his TV more than his two eyes in. Turn off the TVs, let your mind grow. Take the cold shower, man, before there's no hope. You wanna change.
Kaler, rock on. He's from Winona, Minnesota. His first CD, titled Never Too Late, reflects his own path to singing and songwriting. Around the age of 30, he finally decided he wanted more than he could wean from a 9-to-5 job. Well, Corey, I have been thinking that way for the last 30 years. He picked up his guitar, which he hasn't touched in years, and discovered not all was lost. Something about the music gave Kaler the fulfillment he was searching for. Corey Kaler with Change the World. Up next, Cole Randall with Coming Down here on Minnesota Homebrew.
2, 1, 2, 3, 4. You now, I touch. Call me crazy, I believe that I could love you very much. I see it now. I see the light emerging out of your eyes. I don't know how. Lo and behold, I see it true. Every soul I know has a point of view. How do I say the words that I have in mind? I need to try to let our love go like a vine, covering all that before was bare, unencumbered. I never try, I need to learn how to live and how to die. And I know that I would wait for you. Should I pass away now to view?
Cole Randall. We don't know much about this young man, other than I think he's in his 20s. Mary just took his last breath there. He says that composing music is like cracking a code inherent to the programming of the universe. He goes on to say, I write music for the purpose of self-expression, exploration, and in an attempt to leave this world a little more beautiful. Music is a key that fits the lock on my heart. If any of you know more about Cole Randall or can put us in touch with him, just, go on our Minnesota Homebrew Facebook page, like us. We have 129 likes so far. And then tell us where we can get a hold of Cole. We'd like to hear more of his music and start a discourse with that young man. Here's jazz funk artist Carl Franson with a tune called Little Thoughts.
Go round, I wonder if you think the same as I do. I down the street a picket line, holding up a tattered sign. Winning now, says we're winning now. Ooh, ooh-da-da-da-da. Ooh, ooh-da-da-da-da. Show me how to
thoughts go round and round. I wonder if you think the same as I do. I do, I do. A girl once wore a wedding gown. The words she said were written down. She spoke as if she'd never be alone. Ooh, ooh, da da da. But now a woman with a child, they share love and laugh so wild together, together in unison. If this is the only time we have, then sure. Wonder if you think the same as I do. I do, I do. Through rose-colored glasses, friends used to see the world as they wished it, the world as they wished it would be.
Singer-songwriter and ad writer Carl Franson, who writes captivating melodies that are loyal to his words, words that are regarded by many as poetry. In the early 70s, he wrote a tune called On the Road, which was the second track on John Denver's Back Home Again album and was also covered on Michael Johnson's album titled There Is a Breeze. That's Carl Franson. I like guys named Carl. I don't meet too many of them. Up next, Minnesota native Paul Westerberg with a song called Runaway Wind here on MHB.
You don't blow like the breeze you were born to be. You die down in the trees and try and hide. Will you witness the dark? All you need is a spark. A cathedral of tortures light the night. On your mark, here I am. I'm your spark. Run away, wind. Run away, wind. trade your telescope for a keyhole. You make way for the gray that's in your brown. As dreams made way for plans, so you watch life from the stands. Come on, I'll help you burn them to the ground. On your mark, here I am. I'm your spark, runaway wind. He sees you like a river deep inside. Like a shallow, noisy stream. I see what you become and try to hide it. You need someone who sees what you were born to be.
Runaway Wind by Paul Westerberg. I'm sitting here with my trusty 1994 Takamine Santa Fe, and I was down to Hoffman Music in Minneapolis the other day on Franklin Avenue and talked to Kevin, the tech there, and said, do I need new frets? And he said, well, they're pretty worn, but I think I can just dress them up, and then the next time you can get a new frets on your guitar or buy a new guitar. They're like $4,000 on the wall, minimum. Here at Hoffman, but worth every dollar, and maybe I can hit it big. Lottery ticket. My wife buys a lot of them, a few lottery tickets, scratch tickets, and she might hit big and buy me a new guitar. But I love my guitar. About 9 years ago, we had a reunion. I concocted this idea to have a reunion of my old rock and roll band, which was called Spunk, all with capital letters. And we were the house band at the Dells House in St. Gray Falls, Wisconsin in 74 and 75. Yes, giving away my sexagenarian age. And we decided to have a reunion 9 years ago, and we got a hold of Don and Bruce, and they thought, oh, this would be a great idea. And then I called Don, the guitar player Don, and he wanted nothing to do with it. And I was crushed because we had high hopes, of course. It meant relearning like 40-some songs for just two nights on the weekend, which I did, and so did Don and Bruce. But the other Don didn't want to look back. So I wrote this song, not so much scolding him, just kind of Well, you songwriters know how it is. You just write it because it helps you get over something. It's called a dream. What gives you the right to trample on my dreams? I've been sleeping way too long. I've got something that I have to prove, not only for me, but as much for you. I've spent countless hours working on this dream. It just can't up and go away. Far too many people are involved. Hopes are set so high, they scrape the sky. I've set aside my pride, tossed away my fears, to care about the things that I've neglected all these years. You don't realize this thing that's going on is bigger than the two of us could possibly have thought. And I can't pretend to know what's on your mind, but if you look inside, I know that you will find the answer. Won't you pretty please simply change your mind? Sit back and just enjoy the ride. And imagine all the fun you'll have. Reliving the past is such a blast. Just set aside your pride, toss away your fears, to care about the things that you've neglected all these years. You don't realize this thing that's going on is bigger than the two of us could possibly have thought. And I can't pretend to know what's in your heart, but if you look inside, I think that you will find the answer. Do-do-do-do-do. La-da-da-da-da. Well, it's for Don, my good buddy Don Cords down in the Twin Cities. You said no, Don, but I still love you. And I miss you. Well, on our Facebook page, we have a request for a song by Virgil Trucker and Jake Breaking. Here's Blue Wind Blow on Minnesota Homebrew.
The blue wind blow. I cannot hear the breeze. staring as you walk right out my door. It's my fault for all that stuff. It's my fault for rain and snow. It's my fault that I do nothing but watch the blue wind blow. And I cannot hear the breeze. I can't touch the sky above. I cannot see tomorrow.
Doug Milloway and Jake Hagedorn there. And up next is Aaron Tank from Bemidji, Minnesota, with Dancing with No Music from the CD by the same title on Minnesota Homebrew. Thank you.
promise and errors in the foul. On a ship as black as hearts, sailing under a new moon for a land of fresh new stars. Used to stand there on the deck with my hand on the line. We weren't headed straight to heaven, but to a place called the divine. And every sailor he can find, he sees while we're coming in. How quickly we change sides, see the best we're in. It's been hours since the sun set. It's been days since the last rise. If I saw that you were leaving, I would have closed my eyes. I would stand there on the starboard, star-crossed and starry-eyed. We weren't headed straight to heaven, but damn it, Lord, I'd try. Every sailor he can find, he sees water coming in. How quick do we change sides when we see the best we're in? Some errors in the power. Some errors never win. Some errors change sides too. Missy water coming in. Every sailor he can find, he sees water coming in. How quickly we change sides when we see the mess.
Love that song, Mercenary Tango by James Apollo. Up next, Lori Ackermark with Lonnie Knight on guitar, Not Until the Rain Comes. Getting close to the end of the show. I really appreciate all the nice comments on our Facebook page, all the support. Don't forget, you send it, I'll play it. We're not worried if it's your song is recorded in a professional studio or in your basement. Just good, clean recordings and radio-worthy. That's kind of subjective. Just nothing naughty. I'll play it. Here's Lori and Lonnie.
I passed by a flower stand. It was on the corner of Johnson and 25th, the Sunday afternoon. It's another Mother's Day and you've been gone so long. What can I say? I can barely recall the sound of your voice. Not until the rains come is when I feel you near. Not until the rains come for you I'll save up all my tears. I passed by those flowers and there were crosses on those plastic stands, and I thought, my God, what a plastic world. You place upon a loved one's grave, hopefully you've both been saved, but does this really make any sense? Not until the rains come. when I feel you near. Not until the rains come for you, I'll save up all my tears. And you've been gone so long. What can I say? I can barely recall the sound of your voice. You had me in your later years, and I'd be alone soon enough, I fear. So you told me that's how we all must leave this world. Not until the rains come, when I feel you near. Not until the rains come for you, I'll save up all my tears. Not until the rains come for you, Mama, I'll save.
A lot of people have been commenting on our Minnesota Homebrew page tonight. Jake Hagedorn and Jim Bone both like our show. Stephanie Quifel, Adam Hammer are playing Sober Still Here. Casey Jerombeck, of course, is listening in Grand Forks. Hi, Casey. Casey's a new media student here. And if anyone's thinking of going to school and wants to learn either audio video production, radio broadcasting, or what am I missing? Web-based content. The new media program is just for you here. It's go to northlandcollege.edu and check it out. Now, I had mentioned last week that a friend of mine passed away, Beth Brown from Grantsburg, Wisconsin. She was the widow of my guitar keyboard player with a group called the Edsels back in the 80s, and we were a very big fish in a small pond. We pretty much ruled Poconee, Wisconsin for what that was worth. I've had a lot of bands that I've had that pleasure of being in that position where I never strove to be the best musician, but I wanted to be the best entertainer and give the people what they wanted to hear, and within reason, of course. I once in a while would even play a polka. Got to do that. And Beth has passed on. I missed the funeral, and I feel real bad about that. And I wanted to close the show out tonight with the Edsels from about 1984. This is a live recording and not the best quality, but this is a song called Fast Eddie, written by Tom Brown, Jim Raymond, and then after I heard the song, I added the bridge, and never recorded professionally, but here I'll leave you tonight. Thanks for listening. Fast Eddie by the Edsels.
Check my wheels out, I call her Eddie. She does a quarter bout, 9 seconds steady. My Eddie's mighty clean, but not too pretty. Though she's the top machine in all the city. Fast Eddie, she's the one. Fast Eddie, number one. Fast Eddie, don't make fun of Fast Eddie. I slipped her in the first and let her idle. The cobra took me on time for time. But when the lights went down, he was alone. I bust right out of town, now I'm the owner. Fast Eddie, she's the one. Fast Eddie, number one. Fast Eddie, don't make fun of Fast Eddie.
Don't make